Arr, Grog.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Sidey Shed Podcast. I'm Matthew Weir, joined by Kerry Warbis. Kerry, it feels like I haven't spoken to you in ages.
I know. It is, isn't it? A long time. It feels weird that we're recording on a Saturday morning. I've got a big cup of tea. My house smells of frying bacon or grilling. My kids are making bacon sarnies.
Circumstances have dictated that, yeah, well, it's kind of getting towards the end of term at school, so it's been manic. Kerry's been off in the big smoke, and my aunt was in Porto yesterday, so spent the day with her, so no Friday record. And yeah, here we are on a Saturday morning. My Aunt Mary was actually the one that introduced me to the Archers, and she is a listener to the podcast. So, Mary, if you're listening to this, I think you've left your travel hairdryer in the bedroom.
Hi, Mary. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a great time, yeah. They got here in the afternoon. We just came back to the apartment and chilled. And then we just went downtown last night to this restaurant called Cantina 32, which is on Rua das Flores. If anyone's ever in Porto, I heartily recommend getting in there, maybe get in early, because I tried to make reservations and I couldn't even get through on the phone. But we just showed up as they were opening. But oh, there goes my stomach. I was really worried about this happening.
Very loud. Wow, poor thing. It's the mention of Cantina 32. got your juices going.
Sorry for that, everyone. No, my stomach started to rumble. So yeah, they left this morning, so I got up about 5:30 to see them off. And I did have something to eat, but it's still obviously an issue. Yeah, fantastic restaurant. I'll send you some images of it to look at, Kerry.
I reckon Justin would like that.
Do you think?
His idea of his Christmas notion was fine wines and spirits and Les Césaires booking.
Do you know what, Kerry? I'm going to press stop and put something in my mouth.
This Christmas, get them the game everyone is talking about.
Badger!
A game of skill and endurance. Your opponent draws a card containing a specialist archer's subject. They then drivel on about it until you can't take any more and yell,
Badger!
The longer you can hold out listening to their inane historical Ambridge references, the more points you score.
Badger!
Number of times Graham Ryder has appeared in The Archers.
Badger!
The history of almshouses in Borsetshire.
Badger!
How many pints of Shires have been ordered by non-Archers family members?
Oh, no! Badger! Badger!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Kerry, that was a first. We've sometimes had to have a water break, but not an emergency ham and cheese roll break. Hopefully things have calmed down now. What hasn't calmed down is the sale of the land. See what I did?
Yes. Yeah, who has bought it? Who do you think that mystery bidder is? We'll start at the end of the whole thing. There are so many candidates, aren't there?
I think it's Rob with a voice changer.
How?
You're not having it? Well, give me the case against, Kerry.
He's dead.
Shit, this is what annoys me. You always wreck my argument straight away. All right, he's dead, okay. Well, we only have Miles' word for that, though, don't we?
Oh, yeah, there hasn't been a funeral, has there?
Nope.
Okay. Shall I run through some of the other possibles?
Go for it.
Okay, we've got Ardil's sister.
Yeah.
We've got Martin Gibson with his eco mansion.
Okay.
Vince. Possible.
Right.
Harry.
Could be.
Miles.
Nah.
Rylan.
About as likely as Miles, yeah. I'd say.
And the big favourite is Matt Crawford.
I know he's the big favourite, but did you not think possibly Shula? Because she was very interested in the fact that it was Graham Ryder, and she was finding out who was involved in the sale.
Has she got 540 grand then?
I doubt it.
But actually, they were Brian was going to be getting a loan, wasn't he, for his? And you only have to pay, was it 10%, they said, immediately?
Yeah, up front. Mm. I just thought it was strange that she was sounding out who was in charge of the land and then did that whole kind of good luck on Friday. And I thought,
Matthew, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Is she going to build some sort of church? A different church?
Do you remember a few weeks ago when she extended her stay in Sunderland and this moment happened, Kerry? It ain't going to be Shula because her placement at Sunderland has been extended. Feels such a long time ago now, because Shula is back.
Oh my God, it was so weird hearing her, wasn't it?
The phone conversation. Like, I thought there was a smoke alarm going off when she was talking at times. She has this way of going, oh, all of a sudden at the end of the sentence. I was like, oh, it sent a shiver down my spine. I guess we were probably wasn't as shocking as it normally would have been because we listened to her in that flashback episode, didn't we?
True. Yes, we have only recently heard her.
So we had de-shulered our shelf, turned into Sean Connery.
You sound like you've been edited by AI there, Matthew. but she... Actually, speaking of AI, was she AI instead of an actor? Her tone, you're so right. And then, of course, she was talking about the good works she has been doing.
And Justin was pretending to give a shit, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was good. Then she really gave it some to Lillian. I quite enjoyed that, I have to say. Lillian and Justin are toxic together. So Shula just, you know, well, Lillian shouldn't have done what she did.
No, I was interested to know how you would fall on this because I imagine you would unwittingly or perhaps wittingly become Team Shula in this argument.
Yeah, I sort of am on principle.
Yeah.
And that's where it stops, my fandom of Shula.
I actually thought Lillian had become so unreasonable that when she started giving Alice resting bitch face when she came back into the office, I thought she was just annoyed with Alice for not having her back in front of Shula.
Yeah.
Not that she actually concocted this idea that Alice had gone off and told Shula everything about the horsodrome or whatever it is they're built.
Yeah, suddenly it's like an international arena. God, they're so ridiculous, aren't they? And I loved how the horse spa idea that she'd formerly had, they're now revealing, oh, there is another horse spa just up the road, which is why they've ditched that idea. Well, why didn't that occur to them before?
Surely there would be some objection to a planning permission for a horse arena, do you not think? I mean, they got uppity about the fact that they were going to build a EV charging station that apparently is going to blend into the land. So maybe a horse charging station.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Where they tie Lillian and Justin down and loads of horses charge over them.
I would like that. I mean, they're both horrible. And lots of people love her because she drinks gin and does that horrible laugh. But I'm very pleased, however, having said all of that, that I don't like both of them, that she's thrown Justin out. And I think maybe, is that a red herring for us to think it is Matt Crawford who's bought the land? Because there's a vacancy now in her bed. But someone has pointed out on Twitter, Miranda, didn't the actor say he was fed up with the Archers? And my reply was, yeah, but we all say that, don't we? And look where we are. So what's your preference? Who would you like it to be, Matthew?
Oh, Matt Crawford would be perfect. I mean, we wanted him to be the owner of Grey Gables, didn't we?
Maybe he is.
Yeah, he could be. Maybe he's buying up the whole town.
Yeah.
Or, a Hazel and Matt Crawford enterprise buying up all of Ambridge.
Yeah. The most awful a person it is and the most upsetting person it is, the better dramatically, isn't it?
It's not going to be those flapjack freeloaders, Natasha and Tom, though, is it?
I mean, where were they getting the money from to build a house? Please tell me.
Where were they getting the money for the land?
They can't even afford a flapjack. They're stealing food.
Maybe they're actually going to build the house from all the flapjacks they've lifted from the tea room.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some kind of fairy tale flapjack house.
Nice ham salad sandwich doorway.
That resonated with me. Owners just skimming off the top when you work in restaurants.
Mm.
I remember like getting plates and plates of oysters ready to go out and just the floor manager coming through and just grabbing one and eating it. And we're like, we're going to have to put another one there now, you tit.
Yeah. I loved that Emma was like, it's not a problem. I'll be invoicing them at the end of the month.
Yeah, they're going to be financially ruined, aren't they?
Yes, by their stolen snack habit.
You found yourself being a bit Team Shula. I found myself being Team Tony when he just said, look, I'll pay for this. That way it's cleaner.
I know.
It was like he was arranging a hit on someone, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, why doesn't he say something to Natasha and Tom about that? Mind you, he's saying to them they've got a lot on their plates at the moment, so perhaps he didn't want to have a go at them because they've got twins and their app has gone down. That was pretty much it, wasn't it?
I thought you were going to mean they got a lot on their plate because they got like 7 ham rolls and 8 blackjack.
There's too much on their plates.
They're going in there with Alan Partridge's big plate.
Yeah.
It's loading it up. Good work from Emma this week, telling Kate to go stick her job offer.
Yes.
You could feel it brewing. It's like you could hear, it's like when a pot begins to simmer and boil, wasn't it? She was like, good memories, huh? And I was like, oh no, Kate, what have you done?
She told Kate, you were absolutely vile to me when I asked you for a loan. Told her to shove it where the sun don't shine. And I did a tweet, Matthew, saying, tell Kate to shove it, Emma, right up her dream catcher. And Kerry Davies retweeted it and said, damn, wish I'd thought of that line.
There you go. Well, Kerry is available to write the occasional insult. It's what she it's what she does best.
Yeah, so I might have a job there.
Yeah, every time there's a fight.
Yeah, the two Kerrys.
It will be a bit strange if Justin and Brian are feuding over land and all of a sudden they bring up a stolen kebab, though. People are going to be a bit thrown, aren't they?
I mean, at one point, everyone in the village was bidding for the land, weren't they?
Poor Eddie and Clary stuck there in the middle, trying to figure out what the hell's happening with their future.
Yeah, and actually, Eddie almost bid for it, didn't he, in the auction?
Yeah, there was that bit as well where they said a slightly dilapidated barn. He went, bloody pile of fallen apart shite, Mark.
Yeah, total wreck.
The auction guy, he's been in it before, isn't he? Periodically over the years. I remember him being in it a couple of times.
Yeah, because someone said, oh, I wouldn't like to be Graham Ryder. He gets like 10 lines every 10 years from Rodway and Watson. I enjoyed the auction scene. In fact, the week was good, I thought.
Who made the best bidding noise, though? I think I liked Brian, because Justin was like going, didn't know if he had my... It was like me at the beginning of this. I would have, you know, my stomach would have accidentally bought the land had I been there.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it? Surprise, it went, and then Justin went,
Isn't that just the noises men of that age make without realising it?
I thought they had to hold up a paddle.
Don't know.
I've seen too many, is it Homes Under the Hammer? When they do that. Will it be... Actually, I didn't mention Peggy. Some people have thought it might be Peggy.
I like the way she's getting rid of the lodge, so no one is going to get it. Because wasn't that promised to Helen a while back? And that seems to have been magically forgotten.
Oh, God. She's so horrible, isn't she? I loved Kate's indignance at her daring to make her homeless. That was her prime upset, really. And Kate did try to say, oh, it wasn't really about that. It was since Mum's died. Fuck off. You didn't want to be inconvenienced.
Go live in a wigwam, you tit.
Yeah. Poor Jacob, though. She might end up living with him. And she just sort of seems to like having a floored robe. And he found his watch in one of her boots. She sounds a bit of a nightmare, doesn't she, to live with?
As likely a pair to live together as Brian and Justin.
Oh, that was quite funny.
Justin's like, comes out the toilet being like, I'd give it 10 minutes if I were you, Brian.
Yeah, you need another loo roll, Brian, in there. It's like, we've literally just been privy to Justin having a shit. In the privy. But he began the episode humming, didn't he, Justin? It was... The theme tune was like, da, 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 and then you heard Justin. It was like he was in the loo humming the theme tune whilst having a dump. That's naughty Kerry Davies, isn't it?
Yeah. The way Lillian was like, I see what you're trying to do here, Brian. Trying to get us back together. What did he describe him as? A trying house guest?
A rather trying house guest.
And apparently you can hear his snoring in Peru. So at least Johnny, if Johnny's homesick in his dungeon, you can hear him.
In his dungeon. Well, Johnny's travels are taking longer than anyone had thought. And this is benefiting George, of course, with him having his hours increased. He's going to be working 5 days a week. They're relying on him.
Yep.
Oh, is that your stomach?
No, that's a train coming through the station.
I did hear that. Yeah, so George has got his feet under the table there a little bit, hasn't he?
Well, his feet under the milking stool, at least. Yeah. Are they hand milking? I guess they are, aren't they? Because they're like an organic dreamcatchery farm.
Yeah, I'm not an expert.
We're not, are we?
Not really. No. I don't know why we're even conjecturing about. I would love to speak at length about the intricacies of modern organic dairy farming. Over the years.
Badger!
But I'm not going to. Soz.
Facts matter.
I'm rather keen on the fact that George is becoming more established. I'm a fan of him as a character. Not his ways, but I want him to be a big part of the future.
Influencing for success, Kerry. It's obviously running off on you.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it? He sees himself immediately as being deputy manager at Bridge Farm because he's done that poxy little course.
Who was it said to him, well, Helen and Tom do most of the management? I was like, do they?
Yeah, what do they do? I liked how Ed went, all right, Elon Musk. Larry lost it, didn't she?
Rightly, though.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's taken far, far, far too long for her to say the things that she said this week. I'm sick to death of your pathetic ideas. Yes, it was such, I mean, it was a relief, but then very much too soon, she just carried on plucking the bloody turkeys, didn't she?
Yeah, there was that bit where Eddie said, this is one thing a Grundy scheme won't fix. I was like, is this the only thing a Grundy scheme has never fixed? I think it's gone completely tits up on multiple occasions from memory.
It was really heartbreaking. She's so tired. Her brain is mush. Her fingers are raw with relentless plucking. She's doing overtime at the dairy. And then she said to Eddie, I know you work hard. I thought, what the fuck does he do? Do you know?
Well, he just goes around the village doing odd jobs, doesn't
he? He's 72. I liked how he said, you know, he's not going to be able to sort of pickaxe patios for much longer. It's just insane, isn't it?
When he said that, I had a vision of Fred West.
But she's sick of her whole life. But then another annoying bit about it. Sorry, I am poisonous, obviously. I've got to say these things. Is that she was ameliorated by a cottage pie and an 8-foot Christmas tree. And everything was fine, wasn't it?
And that nostalgic trip into the barn where Ed has been hoarding all of their rusty old junk for years. And there was that story in America last year where there was a guy missing for 7 months. And it turned out they were such hoarders that he just was under a box in the house and she couldn't find him.
No. I mean, hoarding is a proper actual condition, isn't it?
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I've just thought, actually, the cottage pie should have been called an almshouse pie, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. But should I work up a bit more enthusiasm for that?
No, I like the real feel to your sort of incredulity at how shit that was.
5 o'clock in the morning start. It was like that time I said that Kirsty and Helen's flamenco teacher was going to be Roberto Tichiner, and you just went, what?
I know. I think that's, you know, that's how we roll, isn't it? We don't understand each other at all. Almshouses, there are such things, aren't there? My brother actually in Wakefield, he lives next to a row of almshouses. They're really cute, really nice big garden.
Eddie said that they would qualify for it. It's based on like work in the community that you've done, isn't it?
I don't know.
If you don't have much money, but you've always been a contributing factor to society.
Oh, well.
So how Eddie's going to get in, I don't know.
No. And that was another thing where, you know, he dug out a couple of bloody leaflets or found their website. And that was prompted by Oliver anyway. And then Clary's going, well done, Eddie.
Yeah. And Oliver's just there like, how am I going to get rid of these bloody freeloaders?
Freaks. I'd love for Clary to leave Eddie and go off on a bit of an adventure.
She could join Johnny.
Yeah.
Would you pay to send Tom to Brazil?
Yeah, should we have a whip round?
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, he did literally say, didn't he, I wish someone would pay for me to go to Brazil. The whole of Twitter was like, hands up.
Tony broke the news to Emma. I think you should know that Tom and Natasha are bidding for Lantern. You're kidding. They're going to have to see their faces at home and at work. And he went, well, you know, better them than some Londoner. I was like, nope.
No, not at all. Londoner.
This Christmas, we ask you to think of others and support our Cider Shed Telethon. Let's pay for Tom Archer to go to Brazil. Now, the number you need is... What the f***? How are people already calling in? I didn't even give the number. Oh, wait. What's that? We've reached our target? Well, thanks, guys. Unprecedented. Now let's rescue Johnny from his dungeon.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm a little bit annoyed at this attempt to convince the listener on through Lillian, Kate, etc. What a wonderful character Peggy is now that she's off mic. You know, we have to drive her into town just so she can go to that church. I mean, if she didn't hold the purse strings and therefore everyone's hopes and expectations in that family, in any regular family, they'd be like, piss off, Gran. I'm not driving you. I'm not driving you 10 miles so you can go to church. Go to the one down the road.
Yeah. And Kate actually couldn't even be asked to do it. Didn't she miss her turn at taking her on the rota? Or she was like, it was slightly annoying to her to have to do that,
which was interesting
considering she was prepared to suddenly be her carer.
Every time they talk about her being an absolute dick, they just went, well, she's a strong woman, you know, and it's just like, what you mean, pain in the arse? That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, she's 99, isn't she?
Yeah.
So do you reckon they're waiting until she's 100 before she's... I wonder when her birthday is.
Well, aren't they getting ready for it?
Are they? Let's have a look. Because I'm just thinking maybe, you know, it would be lovely from an archer's program perspective to have her last to 100 and then just go
You have done some fine Peggy impressions over the years, Kerry, but I think that was your that was your stellar moment.
I will cheer when she carks it, honestly.
Well, as a character, yeah. I mean, fair play to the actor for like doing it for so long.
Absolutely. But she's not a nice person.
Yeah. Sorry, I did accidentally just make it sound like Kerry won the actor.
No.
Oh, hang on. It's very early in the morning and I'm mildly delirious.
That's right.
So do you think we're going to get some big send-off with her, and that's how the year's going to end, that she just descends into the laurels?
Descends into the laurels. Well, like the Queen did on that parachute.
Yeah.
At the Olympics.
Born on the 13th of November. Oh, so she's just had a birthday.
God, we've got another whole year then. Okay. So maybe, yeah, she's going to settle into the laurels for a little while then.
It's going to be a massacre, isn't it? Like, the car kit rate is going to go up through the roof when she moves in, because Hilda the cat is going to just start savaging people. That was a very good, I'm about to push someone in front of a speeding train laugh there, Kerry.
Ooh, do you think maybe Sykesy has bought the land? Thinking of the laurels, X-ray.
What's he going to build on it? A Benadrome? That sounds like something you'd take for congestion, doesn't it?
It does, a bit oral, as if it's a downer. Which he is.
Well, he will be back to tell a few cheeky gags, won't he?
Oh, gagriculture. Brian might be performing. I liked how he said, oh, you want me to, I suppose you want me to buy some tickets. And she went, no. I went, oh, thank God for that. She went, well, I want you to be a star in it.
Well, isn't he donating just so he doesn't have to be there?
Well, she then said, oh, it's good to get you out of your comfort zone. He said, I'm rather fond of my comfort zone. There's a clue in the name. I love him.
She said, gagriculture, and he sounds positively revolting.
Yeah. He also said an hotel, didn't he?
Yeah, lots of people were having conniptions about that on Twitter and the like.
Well, it is a thing, isn't it? But would he say it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think someone said that somebody else said it about 7 years ago and they've never got over it. It's in one of our emails. Do you know what? It's Jeremy.
My Jeremy.
Your Jeremy, yeah. He emailed in.
Did he?
He did.
You see, he said he was going to email in a WhatsApp and I just thought, oh, he's dicking around as usual.
Yeah,
has he actually emailed? Brilliant.
He has emailed in. When we get to the socials, we can do it.
Yeah. Brian also recused himself from further discussions. I had to look that up.
What, when you recuse yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm totally familiar with that, because that's what they all do in American legal processes when they think they have vested interests or conflict of interest.
Oh, I don't really watch that sort of thing. Is that in Succession then?
No, pretty much since Trump has been in, it's been a massive thing where people have to keep accusing themselves because they're all tainted.
Oh, right. Okay. So Brian is being Trumpified.
Seems so. No, and that's just Justin in the toilet. Apparently, didn't they say that Peggy would survive a nuclear explosion?
Let's just try and see, shall we?
Give it a go. We never try anything. Give it a go. Wouldn't be much of a show left, really, would there? Just Peggy and a bunch of cockroaches.
As long as she doesn't get a sodding stained glass window, that's all I care about.
Oh, she'll get it. We know it's coming. The olive branch. She leaves. Window goes in.
Oh no!
You have to prepare yourself for these things, Kerry.
But I can't. That's actually just giving me a massive headache.
I like the way Emma said. I like the way Emma said that she actually understands why Peggy reacted the way she did, and she wished she had never asked her, but the fact it was just the way that Kate really ripped into her. I remember that.
Yeah.
She was horrible after.
Yes, that was nice. Sweet revenge. I mean, it was a bit cheeky, wasn't it? Thinking she was doing Emma a favour. Oh, I'm sure you remember all the lovely cups of tea and the chats you had.
Sitting in some musty room with Peggy. No, and with some insano cat.
Yeah.
I don't think so, mate. I'd rather give away free flapjacks to those twats.
Or fall asleep on some red cabbages.
I have kind of fallen asleep on a red cabbage before, indirectly, because I fell asleep on a doner kebab once. There was definitely red cabbage in that.
Did you?
Yeah, there was some kind of red cabbage slaw going on in that doner. Makes quite a good pillow, actually.
I can imagine.
The extra large doner from Rita's, well, Dirty Rita's, that's not its official name, it's called Rita's Takeaway, I think, on Stokes Croft in Bristol.
Getting quite peckish now. I haven't had any breakfast. Oh, might get a kebab.
All right, Kerry, let's have a little break and talk about those wonderful people that get in touch with us on the social media thing.
Lovely.
The Bull in Ambridge invites you to the social event of the year. A fond farewell to Peggy Woolley as she descends into the laurels. Join your hosts Emma Grundy and Reverend Alan Franks as they regale you with tales of Peggy's warmth and kindness over her years. Like that time she... And when she selflessly helped... Any suggestions? Well, anyway, we'll see you in the Flood Lounge. I'm sure there'll be shitloads of places, so no rush. Don't forget to enter the raffle to inherit Hilda.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we've got a couple of emails to get through, Kerry. Chris Rolfe said, "Greetings, elves and fairies. So the lodge is going on the market this week and Grange Barn goes to auction. We know Ardil, his spelling, not my pronunciation, has yet to find a property. His sister has got a job as a local doctor and is looking for a property. Plus Harry is sniffing around Ambridge stroke Alice. Jacob and or Kate may be looking to buy. Thus, we've two properties and possibly four potential purchasers. The lodge only has two bedrooms and the barn is probably listed, in brackets, my conversations with Professor Carenza Lewis, something to consider. Santa Chris from Worthing." I don't know about that. I'm kind of getting, you know, I don't like the way that we're suddenly meant to think that Harry is just dashing and wonderful by the way that Alice seems to blush in 0.005 seconds at the mention of his name.
Oh, I don't like him, as you know. I know that the barn, I didn't know it was listed. I knew it was listing.
Hey, dilapidated building joke.
Dilapidated joke.
Just dilapidated.
Yeah, that's it.
David Hall got in touch to say, his email is called Poisonous Podcasts.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Dear Nasty Kerry and Sharp-Tongued Matthew. Firstly, a big thank you for reading my email a few weeks ago about anorexia. I was very unsure as to whether to send it, but you could not have been more supportive or sensitive in the way you dealt with it, and I'm very grateful for that. Mostly, though, you were interested in wanting to find out more about eating disorders, which I really appreciate, and so will others who have similar struggles. Yeah, that was a great email. Now to your growing reputation in internet land. Thank you for providing me with lots of irreverent and cutting discussion each weekend. The pod is the highlight of my Sunday, and I often find myself laughing out loud in public as I'm listening. I appreciate your honest opinions and chat, as those views so often chime with my own. Let's face it, most of the characters in The Archers are annoying at best, or simply twats. In brackets, sausage boy. And you are simply saying what most of us are thinking. Please keep on providing us with entertainment and laughter every week and ignore the haters out there. Lots of love, guys. David Hall.
Hey! Yes! Thank you, David.
We should we mention that someone reported the podcast? Okay, this one's from a Mr. Jeremy Eaton.
Jeremy! My mate, my mucker from uni. What on earth has he written?
Never talk to me again, Kerry. No, he hasn't said that. hello, cider people, especially Kerry. As from WhatsApp, that was another good episode. Loved it. Although we have another mystery buyer of potential significance trope and the gill still haven't been revealed, which is annoying. The auction being explained at the beginning to the people who've signed up to bid was tiresome. They know the details and that's spelled G-A-R-R-R-H. Also, Brian's An Hotel was jarringly archaic. I thought the same when Caroline Bone said it in 1983, although she was practically aristocracy.
Oh, he doesn't hold a grudge, does our Gary?
No, he's very zen, isn't he? He's like the Dalai Lama, no attachments. Just lets everything go.
Oh,
I did think that, please don't string out another mystery buyer.
Yeah.
We're dealing with that.
Exactly.
Nor should we.
Oh, well, no. We cannot bear that. And it's like, who are the gills? What was in the quiche?
On our Facebook, which is a Facebook group called the Cidershed Podcast, Leela Toff said, "Bring back Tiger. Justin's had his time."
We're going to be really, really sort of deflated when it isn't him, aren't we?
Ian Roberts said, "You've got to feel sorry for Tom and Natasha, planning their dream home at the same time as grinding Fallon's hopes and dreams into the dirt. No wonder they're exhausted." Pam sent a nice picture, a nice little kind of gif of Donald Trump doing his hair. Said, "Justin's hair takes a lot of time." So yeah, if you want to get in contact with us there, the Cider Shed Podcast, that's the name of our group. Twitter, that thing that exists called Twitter that we still call Twitter, Kerry.
Yeah, at the Cider Shed Pod is where we are on Twitter. More and more people are coming to Blue Sky to follow us there as well. And also, generously, some listeners have privately DM'd me offering me codes that I can share for people who haven't yet received those. So do drop me a line or put it on our Twitter if you need a code, because there's a few people who've been dishing them out. So that's bloody marvellous of them, isn't it? So on Blue Sky, we're at thesidershedpod.bsky.social.
Instagram's the same, at thesidershedpod. Silly memes, gifs, stories. When you write us a review, I've gone a bit Justin. When you write us a review, you will find your review appears there at some point up on the Instagram page, often with musical accompaniment in the stories. So as good a reason as ever to write us a 5-star review. Have we had any of those, Kerry?
We have. Yeah, we've got one from Red Agnes.
Woo!
Yeah, the title of which is Remain Forever Snarky. The Archers is like sniffing your own farts. And these lovely people have big noses. Keep up the naughty work.
Ooh, nice. Thanks for that. On our Patreon, where you can support us, get the podcast early and also ad-free, and also get our midweek specials when we do them. We've had some comments. Helen Davis said, "Absolutely love the retro review. Great idea and really fun, and in some cases touching to hear those voices from the past. Listening out for foreshadowing a future key plot points is fun and could perhaps become a feature in future such episodes. Also love doing my homework, i.e. listening to the omnibus in preparation." Yeah, I thought that was good. A lot of people went back and listened. Thanks for that, Helen. Leela Toff said, "I really enjoyed this too. Late to the party, but definitely would be up for another one and to make it a regular thing. Super stuff."
Good.
Louise Polhill said, "I thoroughly enjoyed the retro review. Great work. Agree it would be fascinating to hear the week that Jim's abuser died. Also, maybe something from the early days of Rob and Helen, either when they had just met or everyone thought he was amazing, or when the cracks began to show, maybe the Great Flood Culvert debacle." I would love to listen to the Flood one. Yeah,
definitely.
And Joe has commented underneath, "The only trouble with that is that it wasn't really the gradual unfolding it ought to have been. As soon as the ghastly Sean O'Connor took control, he instructed Tim Stimpson to rewrite the character. So pretty much overnight, Rob went from the new Brian to the controlling abuser we know and loathe. Mm. I always felt it would have been better had they run the storyline with Rob and Jess, so there could have been the contrast between the idyllic, happy, married, perfect couple facade and the reality behind closed doors. Then it would have been a proper slow burner as people began to suspect that all was not as it seemed."
Mm-hmm.
Rob, of course, would have had his sob stroke cover story about Jess's delusions well rehearsed. In fact, he probably even believed it. How could anyone finding fault with him be anything but delusional? In the great words of George Costanza from Seinfeld, "It's not a lie if you believe it." Angela Radis said, "Tits up at the tea room. I have a new mantra." Yeah, that was our suggestion, wasn't it? Accidental suggestion. Lynn Bird said, "Fragrant." I presume that's to do with the new Cider Shed scent that's available.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate said, "I effing love the effing sweary ad." Yeah, I did take that out. Joe Farrell said, "I joined up too late, so missed it. Alas, it'd be great if the unexpurgated draft Matthew mentioned could be made available as an optional download for the less easily offended. Couldn't be worse than what I frequently shout at the radio when the Archers is on."
Yeah.
Well, Patreons, thanks for all your support. So Joe O'Farrell became a patron this week, Kerry.
Yeah.
And as such, in time-honoured tradition,
season's greetings to Mr. Joe O'Farrell, new Cider Shed patron, an absolute legend. Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And another person who joined, Haley Reese. This is for you, Haley.
"Hey there, Haley Reese. We wanted to say a warm Christmas thank you for becoming a Cider Shed patron. Fancy a mulled cider?"
Joe, Haley, and everyone who's a patron who supports us, thanks so much. Really, really appreciate it.
We do.
It warms the cockles of our hearts. Do you like mulled cider, by the way, Kerry?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Mulled wine too.
Right. We can't get out of here contractually, as Kerry has just reminded me, without mentioning Fantasy Premier League, because apparently she's doing quite well in it.
Yes, Matthew, I am. You're not.
Am I not?
Well, if you think 35th this time, I don't actually know where you are.
36th.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Okay, so in the bottom four, facing the drop, fourth from bottom, Kazza Jackson with LA Jackson. That's the other way around, isn't it? LA Jackson with Kazza Jackson. Rob Williams, third from bottom, Grundy Pants. Second from bottom, Nimrod Pleasure Beach. Nimrod? Something you go to get Benadrone for, isn't it? Nimrod Pleasure Beach with Pleasure Beach Friday. And stuck to the bottom of the table, Emily Cruz, The Ballad of Bowen. Back up at the other end of the table, in fifth place, Kerry FC, Kerry Warbus. In fourth place, do you want me to tack on some applause in that, Kerry?
No, you don't need to. I've just done it.
Okay. Sounded a bit like a percolator. All right. In fourth place, things can only get better, Chris Charlson. Third from top, Audrey Cameron with Below Pars. In second place, Max Warbis Mansfield, the Bacon Frying King, with Max FC. And in top spot, James Scott with FC James, still rocking it at the top.
Well done, James. I'm coming for you, James.
No, James. Team James over here.
He's immovable.
Yeah.
Well done.
What's the idiom? This is what, or the phrase? This is what happens when a movable object meets a Kerry.
I've triple captained Haaland this week, by the way.
Have you?
Yeah, playing Luton, aren't they? Although it's Luton away, I should have waited till Luton at home.
I'm going to go off and do a few Saturday things like marking tests and editing this podcast. Yeah.
I'm going to spend the afternoon with the Muppets.
You seeing your family?
Oi!
What? That was a genuine question.
I resemble that remark. Oh, I love you, Matthew.
I love you too, Kerry.
Bye. Hang on.